Day 69, or March the 10th. He should have counted to 10. Our thoughts today are from Judges chapter 11, verses 30 and 31. Jephthah made a vow to the Lord, "If you give the Ammonites into my hands, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering." The big picture surrounding these verses. In just 4 chapters of the book of Judges, there are 7 judges mentioned. We start with the son of Gideon, Abimelech, who, unlike his father, really wanted to be king. Then we have a list that includes Jephthah. These are amongst the least well-known judges. And now today's action step. When a door-to-door salesperson comes to your house, you are usually given a cooling-off period after they've gone to reconsider any decision you may have made. In the heat of the moment, we can promise some outlandish things, but Jephthah was in a league of his own when it came to making silly promises. What did he expect to come out of his house? In parts of the Middle East, even today, it could be a lamb or a goat or maybe a dog, but it could also just as easily be your spouse or a child. Sadly for Jephthah, it was his only daughter. At least he honoured his promise and paid the price, but actually it was his daughter who paid. I do wonder if he should have been pleading with God first. People in the Bible don't always get it right. Never make rash promises that deep down you know you maybe can't keep. A friend of mine, whenever he was asked for a speaking date, would always tell the inquirer that he would get back to them. He never agreed on the spot. I have to admit, agreeing instantly has got me into more trouble than I care to think about, so I'm writing this for me, but I don't mind if you read it too. When you are next asked for an instant response that could have long-term repercussions, try to respond with, "May I come back to you?" I know I'm going to.